Hello and welcome to this program called Lenten Reflections for the third Sunday of Lent. This program is produced and presented by myself, Father Tom Casey, SMA, from the SMA Media Center in Indola. To the great service of Joseph, son of Jacob, the Israelites found themselves in Egypt. The whole family of Jacob, fleeing from famine in their own land, came to live in peace and harmony in Egypt, and were welcomed by the Pharaoh, that is the ruler in that country. Now it took another 430 years, according to some sources, and stated in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 40, before the Exodus of the Israelites out of Egypt under the leadership of Moses took place. Moses was to be their great leader, and his call is in the first reading today, which is from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8 and verses 13 to 15. The episode is known as the Burning Bush episode. Mount Sinai, or Mount Moses, is located on the Sinai Peninsula of Egypt, where this episode between God and Moses takes place. Drawing a line between the two locations, Mount Sinai and Ramses in Egypt, shows that the distance is just over 193 miles. Mount Sinai is the traditional site where later Moses received the Ten Commandments from God. That mountain, Mount Sinai, is 2,285 meters high. It takes about 3 hours to climb. Trouble had come to the Israelites when the then Pharaoh, remembering nothing about Joseph in the past, put the Israelites into slavery. The biblical text describes the Israelite slaves as working in mud brick construction. But the plan of God was unfolding, and with Moses, God had a very extravagant course of action to free the enslaved Israelites. Moses was slow in speaking. In other words, he had a stammer. And he had Aaron as his spokesperson. They were both in their 80s at their first appointment with the Pharaoh. The plan was to take up where Abraham had left off in reaching the promised land. And at the time Moses is called in today's reading, they were very far indeed away and deeply in slavery in Egypt. Our gospel reflection today is from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. We hear in this parable of Jesus that a gardener pleaded with the owner of the vineyard who wanted to cut down a useless vine tree that was not yielding enough grapes. He said, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The gardener is God, who is patient and merciful, and we are the poor vine trees who yield little or bad fruit. Every gardener knows that good fruit is in part dependent on the presence of good soil. When all factors are present, good fruit is possible. Also, the patience of the gardener is extremely necessary for the crops to be produced. The same applies to our lives. The soil in which we are to be planted is the mercy and patience of God. And in his mercy we find the ability to produce Christian virtues in our lives, which are akin to the fruit on the vine tree. Like the sun and rain and warmth, necessary for our gardens, We also are given by God all things needed for our growth in Christian living. We must allow ourselves to be pruned of all our sins and selfishness. The graces from God we receive from His sacraments are like the fertilizer we use to strengthen our crops on their way to producing good food. So mercy and patience are the main themes of this reading. There is nothing we can do or achieve that will earn us the mercy of God. But our merciful Lord, sent on mission from the Father to till the soil of our lives, seeks to offer one more chance, and the Father obliges out of love. But what are the fruits we should bear? One time, in a parish, for confirmation, we put a tree in the front of the church during the confirmation ceremony. And for a few weeks before, the candidates for confirmation were asked to choose what kind of fruit is most needed in each of their young Christian lives. So we chose a passage which enumerates the fruits of the Spirit, namely Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25. And I quote, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law." End of quote. And each confirmation candidate chose and drew a fruit on a stiff piece of cardboard that was placed in the branches of the tree near the altar. Their desire for maybe more peace in their lives, more joy, to endure long suffering, to be more kind, to be good, to be faithful, to be gentle, and to control their lives from the evils of temptations from the devil. Hopefully, they have remembered those fruits and are shining examples of Christianity, remembering that it is because of the mercy of the gardener, in other words, God, who is kind and patient with us all. Pope Francis again says, and I quote, "The Church's first fruit is the love of Christ. The Church makes herself a servant of this love and mediates it to all people, a love that forgives and expresses itself in the gift of oneself. Consequently, wherever the Church is present, the mercy of the Father must be evident in our parishes, our communities, associations, and movements." End of quote. Pope Francis, Miserere Corde Vultus. As we journey during this Lent, are you aware of the work God desires to do in your soul? Allow and desire His goodness and kindness, and allow Him to cultivate and fertilize your soul with His grace and mercy. Say yes to God this day, and allow that grace to produce abundance of good fruit. Special thanks goes to My Catholic Life online publications and the Catholic News Agency. This program is produced and presented by myself, Father Tom Casey, SMA, on behalf of the SMA Media Center in Dola, and I am now wishing you a blessed and holy Lenten day.